الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Every morning people wake up and they get ready and they leave their homes. And they then spend the majority of the day outside of the home. But inside, they have a very deep desire to return home. So for example, you'll see that people go to work in the morning. And when they get to work, they try to be as efficient as possible so that they can complete the tasks that they have to complete in order to get home. And when people drive in the morning, they look at the clock and they say, okay, I am arriving at work at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, and I hope that I'll be able to leave by 3 or 4 or 5 in order to get home. And when people ask them what's their schedule for the day, somebody might say, you know, are you available? No, I have to finish up everything by 5 o'clock, so we'll have to do it tomorrow. So this is a very common notion within people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded in the human being, that they like to come home. And they feel very comfortable when they're home. Even if it's something enjoyable, invariably, the end point is home. For example, there's a person, they go out to, I don't know, a gathering at someone's house. It's a close friend. The person cooks a very nice meal. They share the meal with the person. But in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I have to go home. And whatever the day, whatever the evening event might be, in the end, the goal is to get home. They're thinking about, okay, we have to drive back home. We have to get back home. Home is a very central part of everyone's life. Even you think about people, they go on these trips and they visit very beautiful places, whether that be religious-minded individuals who visit the Haram, or it be dunyawi-minded individuals who may be visiting for some sort of, 14-day all-inclusive vacation, whatever it might be. They go to places that are better than their homes. That are better than their homes. They themselves, if they had to write out on a piece of paper, where would they rather be? They would say, I would rather be in this other place. But even when they go to those places, eventually the heart becomes sick for home. Even people go to the Haram for Umrah, after 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, I mean, they're enjoying it, but they think, I should go back home. Or somebody goes on an all-inclusive trip to try to relax, and they're on the beach and they're doing whatever they do. And in the back of their mind, even if they're there and it's more beautiful than home, it's more luxurious than home, it's more comfortable than home, invariably they are thinking that I would like to get back home. This is the nature of a human being. Now, this is within human beings. It is embedded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within human beings. Meaning it's innate to human beings, let's put it that way. It's innate to human beings. And actually, it's also innate to animals. I mean, animals have a home, and they prize their home, and they're always trying to return to their home. And if you remove them from their home, they try to eventually come back to their home. So this is something actually within creation, you can say, that we have a place that we call home, and that place is unique to us. Like, I can literally go to Pakistan, even though my parents are from Pakistan. I do not feel at home in Pakistan. I can tell you, I've been there, I don't feel at home. And you bring somebody from Pakistan and you transplant them to Chicago and they don't feel at home. They keep thinking, you look at these people who came in 1960, they keep talking about going home. Now, whether they'll do it or not, that's a different story, but they keep talking, I'm going to go home, I'm going to retire when I go home, I'm going to go home, I'm going to go home. They don't consider this place home. They speak the language, they work their jobs, they purchase property, they call it their home, they drive there every day, but they still don't think of it as their home. It's just this thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has innately placed in creation that we have a home. And I will tell you that there's nothing that transplants that. There's nothing that transplants that except one thing. And that is that in the person of deen who begins to progress towards deen, then there is one example, just one example that I can think of, in which something becomes more beloved than home. And that is the masjid. That's the one example. When a person achieves something in deen, that a place can become more comfortable or more beloved than home. And this is something that we should recognize is a sign of progress. That we see, in the same way that a person leaves home and starts thinking, when will I come back? In the same way that a person plans a trip and also plans a return, in that same way, bil awla, even more, okay, is that the Muslim, when they become attached to the masjid, they leave the masjid thinking, when will I come back? Even though they're going home. Because they see the masjid as the one place in which the goals of home are actually achieved even more than home. You know, I mean, what are the goals of home? The goals of home are, you go to this place, and this place is a place of comfort. It's a place of relaxation. It's a place where you have less stress. It's a place where you control what's going on within the four walls so that you can maintain a certain environment. I mean, you look at all of the characteristics of what we call home. It's a place where I can go and I always feel like I belong, right? I mean, there's all these different aspects that we would, all these attributes that we would attribute to home. But all of that gets superseded by the masjid, because all of the attributes of home are actually found even more so within the masjid. When a person of deen becomes elevated in deen, then the sign is that they become attached to the masjid. They are home, but they're thinking about the masjid, because the masjid becomes that place that's even greater than home. They feel more comfortable in the masjid than they do any other place. They feel more comfortable, they feel happier in the masjid than they do in any other place. They feel that they are protected and preserved more in the masjid than they are in any other place. And that's very, very unique to the deen, and it's very unique to the masjid as well. So when we find, we ask ourselves the question, how do I know I'm advancing? How do I know that I'm progressing? How do I know that I'm achieving something in deen? One of the essential signs of a person achieving something in deen is that the masjid becomes very beloved to that person. The masjid becomes very beloved to that person. When they sit in the masjid, they can stay in the masjid. It's not that they get into the masjid and all of a sudden they feel like they have to get out. When they get into the masjid, they feel like they're at home. And when they're out of the masjid, they feel like they're out of home. Like you would say that, you know, the believer and the masjid are related, like a fish and water are related. You put the fish in water, it's so elegant, it's so comfortable, it just seamlessly moves within the environment and is very, very natural. But the moment you take the fish out of water and you put the fish on the ground, it's flapping, flapping, flapping. It does not rest. It doesn't accept for a moment that this is some second home. The fish never rest. You know, you can't convince the fish for 5 minutes rest and then we'll put you back in the water. The moment the fish comes out of water, it's flapping, 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 and does not stop until it dies, literally. If you've seen anybody fishing, you know that. The fish will not be comfortable outside of its home until it dies. At that point, it stops. Then you know that. It's not that the fish became comfortable out of water, it's that the fish is dead. This is the exact scenario for the believer who is progressing towards their Lord. Now, people in the beginning stages, we all are in the beginning stages where it seems seemingly home is more comfortable than the masjid. We come to the masjid, we get to quickly get out and get back home as quickly as possible. Or it's hard for us to sit in the masjid, that's very comfortable for us to sit at home. But the sign of progress that a person has is achieving something. You know, we're beginners, but the sign that we would be achieving something is that the masjid becomes very beloved to us, even more than the home. We get into the masjid and we feel comfortable. We can sit here for hours. It wouldn't make a difference to us. And when we leave the masjid, we feel an emptiness that is not even relieved by being at home. Now, does that mean that we're like, we're flapping around when we're at home and we can't exist? No, because we know that it's the sunnah to be at home. So, yes, you know, the believer has a second home and can be comfortable in that second home. And in fact, maybe more comfortable than any other place, okay? However, that never supersedes the position and the comfort that the believer has while they're in the masjid. The reason that I mention this is because this is a sign of progress, and it is also the means by which we progress. Look how much reward is associated with the person who comes early for salah and waits for the salah. Look how much reward is associated with the person who comes early for salah and waits for the salah. And look how much reward is associated with the person who comes for one salah and sits until the next salah. All of these are very, very great rewards that are present in our deen. But they're all contingent on what? They're contingent on the person being comfortable. If the person is so comfortable at home that they don't, 8 o'clock is salah and they don't leave until 7:59 or 8:03, right, then it's like they're being extracted from their home. Now, it's a positive thing. It's a positive thing that the person at 8:03 gets up and gets out of the house and tries to go to the masjid. I'm not saying that that's not a positive thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that abundantly, inshallah. However, it's not the sign that the person has reached the end. It's the mere beginning of the path. The end of the path should be that we are extremely comfortable in the masjid, and that we feel that this place is as if it's home. And it doesn't matter where we are. You'll see people of deen, it doesn't matter where you put them. You put them in a masjid in Turkey, you put them in a masjid in Chicago, you put them in a masjid in San Diego, they're happy. They're comfortable. It's a masjid, it's Allah's house, it's a place to pray. But this is the one example of home. The second example of home, and even greater than this example of home, is that the believer also recognizes that at one point in their existence, they were in another home. And they are never comfortable until they can get themselves to return to that home. You know, the example of that is the example that I gave before. You have these people who came here in 1970, and they never stop talking about home. Literally 40, 50 years pass, and they keep talking about home, home, home. And you ask them, do you have a house there? No, I have no house. Do you have a condo? No, I have no condo. Do you have family there? No, my family doesn't live there anymore, but I'm going home. You say, what is home? There's nothing there. What are you talking about? But their heart is never at peace and never content. So in the same way, once the believer, what's driving this believer's connection to the masjid is actually something deeper, which is that the believer was in Jannah, and they got transplanted on this earth. And when they got transplanted on this earth, they left home. Right? Allah has created the believer to be in Jannah. Like Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah. And when they are transplanted here, they never feel comfortable anywhere except that they are reminded of home. You know, the reason that Divan is such a busy place is because it reminds these people of home. Right? We may go there on occasion, but one of the reasons it's such a busy place is people go there, they're reminded of home. They see some similar smells and some similar sights and some similar people, and they're reminded of home. So the believer, their home was Jannah. And they're not comfortable until they get back to Jannah. And what makes them most comfortable is those things that remind them of Jannah. So the reason the believer is comfortable in the masjid is because it's the environment that allows a person to get back to Jannah. The reason that the believer is comfortable in the presence of other believers is because these are their companions of Jannah. The reason, in fact, they even, the ulama, they even say that the reason that, you know, nice scents like itr and these types of things are so attractive naturally to a human being is because these are reminiscent of Jannah. Like, for example, you know, every person knows, or every scientist in this field knows that if you create a very nice aroma within an environment, it energizes the people towards that environment. Now, I mean, they flipped it and they use it for dunya, because what they do is, you know, they've had these studies that when you create positive sound and you create positive scent and you create positive sight, you create expanse, you create high ceilings, you create organization, you create things in a beautiful way, it energizes and captivates the human soul to be able to advance in whatever they're doing. So you'll see that shopping malls, you know, they've taken advantage of this. They create the right sight, they create the high ceilings, they create the nice look to the products, they create the right scent, they create the right environment, and that energizes the person to spend more. And they know this. If you look at science, they know that when you put a certain scent in the air, and you spray that within the air, and you study a week, the revenue goes up that week. And if you remove that scent, and you study the next week, the revenue goes down the next week, because they're creating a positive environment which energizes the person to excel in that environment. But what's driving all of that? Why is it that human beings are attracted to positive scents, and they're attracted to positive spaces, and they're attracted to simplicity and beauty of that nature, and natural beauty as well? Because that was what we saw in Jannah. That was our home. We were there at one point. When we made our initial oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were there. So when we create that type of environment, when we enter that type of environment, we're highly attracted to that environment. We're energized by that environment. You can use it for deen, you can use it for dunya. But, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very particular about cleanliness, would be very particular even about, you know, scents. And these things were reminiscent of Jannah. They energized the person to go to make an additional effort to return to Jannah, and so they were seen as very positive things. The foundation of all of this, however, is that human beings innately have a home, and they are attached to that home. And when you leverage that attachment, you can create a very positive effect in those people. So we are attached to the masjid because it's reminiscent of the original home. And a sign of us detaching ourselves from dunya and attaching ourselves to deen is that the masjid becomes beloved to us. A sign of our detaching ourselves from dunya and attaching ourselves to deen is that the company of the righteous becomes beloved to us. A sign of detaching from the dunya and attaching ourselves to deen is that the things of deen become beloved to us, and the things that distance us from our home, from our deen, they become something that we don't desire. So this is something that we should see as a sign of our progress. And the masjid is one of the foundations of that. And there's so many ahadith about the masjid, the importance of the masjid, the benefits of the masjid, but the foundation of that is this general principle. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are attached to His home. And we ask that He make us among those who are attached to those things that are reminiscent of our home, and that He return us to our original abode in Jannah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.